Jane Herring, a former marketing manager at Gateway Technical College, Jenny Tunkies, former reporter for the Kenosha News, and a former chief of staff for the Kenosha County Executive, Marcia Connett, who is a Southeast Regional Consultant for Wisconsin Literacy, and she provides literacy education support and management expertise, and Xander Miller, a librarian at the Kenosha Public Library who also works on technology and digital skills. Community Matters also shares its time slot with the 30-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett, your host today, and so glad that you're with us because I have two very special guests here in the studio. Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier are here to talk about some exciting things that are coming up in the Racine community and hoping that it's something that you all might want to be a part of it. So good morning, both of you.
Good morning,
Good morning, Marcia.
Good. Well, Carol and Jim have been involved in presenting these nostalgic walks down memory lane for a number of years. And so I guess I'm curious, what kinds of programs have been offered in the past, Jim? What things have you, how did you get started with this, I guess?
Well, we've done a number of programs in the past. I think we started almost 10 years ago. Our first program was about the old grocery stores in Racine and the old bakeries, too, that all of us remember. And we had panelists, we had lectures, we had a slide show, and we even had a handout listing all the old grocery stores that were around in 1955.
I remember that because my dad's grocery store was one of those, the Radawan and Company on Douglas.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right, yes. And I think our goal was just to relive a lot of pleasant memories we all had of growing up in Racine during the 50s and 60s.
That's great. You know, I can remember we lived on Erie Street, and our corner store was Dazzy's on Erie and Wolf. And I would ride my bike down there if I needed a popsicle or if my mom needed something that my dad had forgotten to bring home from the market at lunch or at dinner the night before. And as kids, because my dad was an independent grocer, we weren't allowed to shop in any of the chain stores. And so it was a huge treat when my Aunt Ann would take me to A&P. And I would just see all these things that were never in a tiny little meat market / grocery store on the north side. So that's my secret for those of you who...
Well, we won't tell anybody.
No, don't tell anybody.
You know, Marcia and Jim, we were so surprised when we decided on the grocery stores. When you look at it, isn't that quite almost shocking?
It really
that,
is.
That this appealed to the hearts of so many people.
Yeah.
And we repeated it because of the demand.
I can believe it.
And another thing that surprised us was Jim mentioned the handout from a 1955 phone book. Mm-hmm. We had it probably on 14x17 paper for everyone. And just to see the names, the addresses, the old phone numbers.
Right.
People studied it and studied it because just seeing it brought back these nice memories.
Sure.
It truly was. Mm-hmm. It truly was.
Yep. And if you were a baby boomer like we are, I think we all remember the old corner grocery store.
Sure. Sure. Mm-hmm. And it was like that first touch of independence mm-hmm. when you could go there by mm-hmm. yourself mm-hmm. And you just felt like you owned the world. And
that's
a nickel meant you could buy almost anything that they had in the store.
Oh, yes.
I had just written a freelance story that was in the Journal Times mm-hmm. before this program, maybe a year or two before, remembering going to the grocery store. And I had written about being climbing in a tree in our backyard, my mother coming out and saying, "Carol, I want you to go to the store." Big time. So I could just go two blocks down to Kedrachi's on Albert. Yeah. And it brought back so many memories for me. So that's how part of this went forward.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're right. Who would have guessed?
Who would have
grocery
guessed?
Grocery stores mm-hmm. would get people excited.
Yep.
So.
And back then, almost every corner had a corner grocery store. And it was a big deal for us to go there by ourselves, like Marcia said. We could have been 5, 6 years old and bought things like penny candy.
I remember even going and getting a pack of cigarettes for my mom.
Oh, yes.
And nobody nobody questioned
right.
it. You, they knew
we
I was
heard that from
it
many
home
people.
Home.
Sure.
I would go down for cigarettes for my mom.
Exactly.
Wow.
Those are great memories. Mm-hmm. So after the where was the first place you did these programs? Was it the library?
It was the library, Marcia. Having the good fortune to write voluntarily some stories like this about the 50s and 60s, my growing up in Racine and being in the Journal Times, I had done an evening with reading some of the stories that had collected prior to that. And so I was familiar with the library and its nice setting. And so Jim and I had our first program at the library.
Nice.
Yes, about our grocery stores.
Was it just one presentation?
It was just one presentation.
How many people?
Oh, Jim, was that about 100 or 200?
Oh, my gosh.
And this was funny because Carol didn't think we're going to have that many people there. So she kept saying, let's take away some of these chairs. We're not going to need them. Well, it turns out we needed a lot more than what they could provide. During our program, they were still bringing in chairs.
Oh, my gosh.
I often remind Carol about that.
It is pretty funny because I wanted those chairs gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you didn't want to look like no one was coming. So, oh, my goodness. So 1 year of programs at the library. And then
yes.
the next time
well,
you
then,
did it?
Then what happened that was just totally unexpected. Of our people sitting there, many of the people we didn't know. And so about 2 days later, I got a phone call from, yes, a stranger, and his name was and still is Rick Bonanno.
Oh, sure.
And he explained that he'd been there, and he was president of Roma Lodge. And this program just had to be shared with more people. And we knew that a lot of the grocery stores had been Italian-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And so he invited us to come to Roma Lodge to plan with him. And he adopted most of our type of plan, but took it in his own way, too, and just did a beautiful planning session. And so maybe a year later, we were at Roma Lodge for possibly 400 people.
Oh, my goodness.
One program, mm-hmm. but a full mm-hmm. house.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
So that was a wonderful surprise for us all.
So, and what all did you talk about? What kinds of things?
Well, it was the same.
Okay.
We have kind of come to a format that still holds. It could be Jim or me, but Jim gives more of a background.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a lecture. That sounds very boring.
But it's not.
But that's our term, the lecture of background information. And then I do a section usually that's called anecdotes between us, which brings it a little bit into just remembering our own memories. And then we've come up with another term, and Marcia, you are one of ours for one past program and this one coming up, our people called panelists.
Mm-hmm.
By hook or by crook, as we emerge and keep going on planning a program, we find the most incredibly knowledgeable, fun, talented people. So for almost every topic, every section, we have a panelist who comes up and gives their info on it, usually in such an entertaining but knowledgeable way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's Jim with a lecture background information. Possibly I do a few anecdotes, and then we rely on our panelists. And we do spend quite a bit of time, of course, having visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Visuals
are
so important.
Those are amazing.
Yes, we had a lot of old photos of the old corner grocery stores and various advertisements from the stores and so on and so forth. And being a collector of old Racine memorabilia, I would always bring items pertaining to, in this case, the corner grocery store. So it was very an interesting program for all.
Maybe this is a time, Marcia, to mention, since this was our first venture,
mm-hmm.
that is how Jim and I did come up with being a team on this.
And that was one of the things I was going to ask. How did you two meet? How did you ever get together and cook this all up?
Well, we're both members of Preservation Racine.
Oh, of course.
And I know Carol was doing a program at the library, and I thought I'd love to hear this and see it. So I was one of the audience members. After the program ended, I asked Carol, I said, hey, maybe we should get together and do a future program. I have a lot of Racine memorabilia, and you're an excellent speaker. Maybe we could work something out. At that point, we sort of put together an arrangement of collaborating, and in this case, that's how the Corner Grocery Store program came into existence.
Ah, of course. Well, and you know, I should probably ask each of you, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Now, Carol, I know you've mentioned that you're a writer, and that's one of the things you do. What is your connection? What is your love of these old memories?
Well, to say I'm a writer, that still surprises me because this didn't come about until my husband and I decided to come back to our hometown. In retirement. We raised our daughter in West Bend, and we've also been in Arizona for many years. But in retirement, we wanted to come back to Racine. So there were so many memories when we had come back to visit, but to own a condo and to be driving up and down the streets and seeing old friends and meeting new, I guess it just brought out the desire to love these memories even more and to write them. So it was totally a coincidence that I had a letter to the editor to take to the Journal Times probably 13, 14 years ago, before the internet or before I could do it. And so I went down in person, and the staff person who talked to me said, but your mailing address is Arizona. And I explained we had the two places. And she said, well, you know, we like to hear from people that have a connection to Racine or that keep a connection to Racine. Why don't you write something for us?
Oh.
Well, see, surprise about being a writer. I was not a writer. And so I went home, though, and I wrote this story called You Can Go Home Again.
Nice.
Never heard a word. And a few weeks later or a month later, people called me to say they'd seen the article in the paper. And so the paper has welcomed me ever since, two or three or four times a year, to write my own stories. And at first I thought, how self-centered. I mean, who wants to hear more about me? But I have found, Marcia, that maybe I'm just providing a shortcut for readers because my stories just are a springboard.
Your stories
for
are
people,
our stories.
For
yes.
People remembering theirs.
Absolutely.
And so it's been a joy when people do say, oh, I just read your story in the paper. I remember. So it helps them, our readers bring out their own memories.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I never was a writer until I took the letter to the editor to the Racine Journal Times.
Well, and you've since published a book, right?
Well, it's already 8 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it didn't make the New York Times.
It's okay.
It didn't. But it was a wonderful thing to it kind of 20 stories, a compilation of what's been in the paper with a few maybe improvements to it, or a couple stories that weren't in the paper.
Oh, nice.
And then I've had a large stack of paper about 6 inches high that could be a second book.
Okay.
But you can't call me a prolific writer because
well, we're waiting.
One every decade is about all I can seem to do.
Well, that's more than most of us.
It was so very, very satisfying and thrilling. And Genevieve Sesto, a local author, is the person that had liked stories in the paper, met me and said, I think you could do a book on this and I can help you.
Nice.
So I had a mentor.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now, Jim, I know you're a longtime Racine guy, right?
Oh, yes. Born and raised.
And very involved in the community. Tell us a little bit about the things that you're involved with.
Well, I'm first of all, I'm a collector of old Racine memorabilia for well over 40 years, and we have a exhibit at the old Racine Industrial Plant, now known as the Racine Business Center. Our exhibit is called the Spirit of Racine Entrepreneurs Exhibit, and we have a lot of memorabilia there from Racine, especially items that were made inside that very building. Examples would be an old doctor's buggy, an old sleigh, phonographs made there, toy horses.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Oh, yep. If it was made in the building, we'd probably have some examples. I always had an interest in Racine's history, even going back to grade school, where in eighth grade I wrote a term paper on the old Racine streetcars. Now, they were long gone at that time. However, I did notice the old tracks, which were located just east of the courthouse by, I think it was the old Firestone station.
Oh, sure.
And that propelled me to do some research on it, and thus the paper. And then after we were married, I went to an antique store, and I saw a milk bottle called Mount Pleasant. It was... the dairy was called the Mount Pleasant Dairy. And I was fascinated by that because we were living in Mount Pleasant. We still do. So that led to other bottles and eventually branching out to other Racine memorabilia until right now I have a whole basement full of old Racine memorabilia. And right now my wife allows me to keep it downstairs.
Bless her heart.
Yes, and nothing goes upstairs unless she allows it.
Okay.
I thought you had a phone booth in
yes,
one of your upstairs
Yes, I have a phone
rooms.
Booth, too, in our kitchen.
One item got upstairs.
Yes, that got upstairs because that was her relative who had that phone booth. So that was my free pass to get it upstairs.
Was it one of those neat indoor phone booths?
It was an old wooden one.
Yes.
Apparently, it was from the old Brehm drugstore.
Okay.
So it does have an old pay phone inside where you insert a nickel, and, of course, you could hear it jingling down, and you could make your phone call. But, yes, that is in our kitchen. And when strangers come in, the first thing they point to is say, is that an old phone booth?
How fun. How fun. Well, you both have such a great background for these kinds of programs. I can't imagine anybody more appropriate to do these. So after the grocery store program, then what happened? Then it grew, right?
Well, being members of Preservation Racine, we kind of gathered confidence after Rick Bonanno had us and he at Roma Lodge. So we began to think, what could we maybe do next? And that did lead us to talking to Preservation Racine about their ideas on how we could proceed. They sponsored us, which was needed at the time, to talk with the Golden Rondelle people.
Nice.
And there we presented our next topic, which we thought we could, the downtown, our wonderful downtown of the 50s and 60s. There was a lot to choose from in presenting something about the downtown.
I can't imagine how you narrowed it down to just the couple hours.
Well, that's why it takes us 2 years. Narrowing down is a problem.
Right.
I think we call that one Let's Go Shopping.
Ah.
And it highlighted a number of stores that we all remember, including Zahn's, Idols,
nice.
Pennies, Moore Jones, and all the stores we remember from the 50s and 60s.
Absolutely. That was just amazing.
And again, the visuals. There were many visuals to find. And Jim is excellent on searching the internet, too. And then people that are collectors of photographs, they, our network kind of just moves outward and people get in touch. Jim is also an administrator on Retro Racine and other sites of
right,
the Nostalgia
on Facebook. Right.
And so that is another avenue of people contributing ideas and photos. I think one of the highlights of that first Let's Go Shopping, the downtown Let's Go Shopping, believe it or not, was soft music and maybe six women from the 50s and 60s, my age, our age, with actual coats that we had found from Idles, Sons, Arctic Furs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how perfect.
And I think they enjoyed it. No one was a professional model, but they did a beautiful job. Mm-hmm. That was definitely one of the highlights, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. I had two relatives on that stage, my sister Kathy and my daughter-in-law, Sarah.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Did a wonderful job.
And then as people enter the upstairs of the Rondell and are ready to enter the actual theater on that second floor, there is a hallway, or a rounded hallway, and we were able to have three bride dresses, wedding dresses.
Oh, fun.
Two from Idols and one from Zahn's on mannequins that, you know, were the real thing. So, and then with the visuals, I think it did come alive.
Oh, no kidding.
Another thing that we, another highlight of that was Zahn's, our department store, of course. And Jim had met Pete Sizek, the descendant of the Zahn family, who is such a guardian of its history.
Oh, so wonderful.
So Jim, having met Pete, he came on board as one of our panelists.
Perfect.
And he not only had so many wonderful historical facts to know, to, for us to learn, but he, on stage, had a massive gold-framed portrait of Edward Zahn, the founder.
Oh, and this was the
very portrait that had hung over the elevators
I
in
remember.
The store.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, panelists sharing their special knowledge and memorabilia. A lot of fun.
Oh, no kidding.
And Pete also did a program for us at Preservation Racine a little over a month ago, which he was just fantastic.
That's great. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Carol Gianforte and Jim Mercier talking about some programming that has been happening, and we're going to be talking about some things that are coming up. You're listening to Community Matters on WGTD FM 91.1. So we talked a little bit about how you found all these people, and I was lucky enough to be a part of the program the last time when we talked about downtown Racine again, but from a different angle.
The entertainment we had downtown in the 50s and 60s.
So tell us a little bit about how that all came together.
Well, I would think that was our most popular program because everybody remembered, of course, the downtown theaters, the Rialto and the Venetian. And some of us remember the downtown pool halls, Ace Grill especially, the bowling alleys downtown, and especially the dance venues, which we all attended back in the 60s, the Nitty Gritty, the Ivanhoe, the Y dances.
The sound, yeah.
Yes, but I think our most popular subject back then was Scooping the Loop, because we all did that. And we even had a map, which we displayed, about the route. So that was something that everybody really got involved with and really enjoyed.
And this is where Marcia, our host today, was our panelist, along with another very witty person, Joe Popkovich.
Right.
We teamed these two witty people up to remind us of Scooping the Loop as teens, and they brought down the house. They followed the map in their, you know, words and in their jokes, and they ended up with the map. We were out at Wind Point. We were watching the submarine races out there. But so many wonderful stories they brought to us. So ever since then, we call those two the comedy team.
Well, and I hope we can live up to to that that pretty impressive title. And it's funny, Joe and I, even though we are connected in many different ways, had never met each other before you two brought us together. And it seems to me there were even a couple of other guys that you were hoping were going to be a part of the scooping the loop thing, and then they sort of fell by the wayside apparently, and we ended up doing it. And I still remember sitting with you both downtown at one of the restaurants, just kind of cobbling all of this together, and getting to work with Joe, who has just been an absolute delight to work with.
Well, you are extremely witty, both of you, and you just like have a conversation and feed off of each other, but it's planned. We don't want you to go too far afield.
Oh, I know, but and we do. We get off script just a little bit.
We had a number of panelists, which we used, and you might remember quite a few of them. Nibs Kosterman, he was great. He was such an entertainer. He talked about the
nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty,
was
of course.
Yeah.
He worked there, and also about the Ace Pool Hall. Terry Lynch talked about his shoe store downtown. Of course, Pete Sizek talked about Zahn's. Hillary Krejci talked about the flower shop.
Oh, of course.
And so many more very interesting panelists. And I think that's what makes the program, are the interesting panelists. And speaking of that, by return request, Marcia will be back with Joe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a wonderful time together. And and even though it was just a few years ahead of me in school, we still have an awful lot of shared memories. Mm-hmm. And it is just fun to share, you know, those memories. And it was so invigorating at the last program, which was prior to the pandemic, right? That
yes.
was the
oh,
last
yes.
when
we had
we
to
did
take
the
quite
entertainment
a hiatus
months.
Here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't believe it's been that long, but it has. Mm-hmm. But the audience was just so into
it's a
it
wonderful
all.
Audience.
It is.
Always.
And you just kind of feed off of energy.
Something we haven't mentioned is we talk about a program, like the downtown program, the stores, or the entertainment downtown. Each one of those programs is actually given 4 or 5 times during a week. And so approximately 1,300 people have now come to each one of those week times.
That's amazing.
And we're over 5,000 now of people coming to these programs.
That is
so
really
we are
something.
Really... From the grocery store days, we're in awe of this whole experience.
It has certainly taken on a life of its own, hasn't it? Oh, my goodness. Well, and at the end, we're going to talk about how people can make reservations so that they aren't disappointed and can get a seat for one of the – are we doing 5?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the 5 programs that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about where these ideas come from. Now, this time coming up in June, what are some of the things that are going to be covered?
Well, we're going to have 4 different segments, and I think if you're a baby boomer or you were born in Racine, you're going to remember every one of these. We're going to start with Kiddyland.
Oh.
And like I said, if you're a baby boomer, you probably spent a good part of your childhood there. And we have an excellent panelist who will be taking us back to Kiddyland and showing us all the rides that we once went on. After that, we're going to get our swimsuits on and head to the Washington Park Pool. We'll be swimming out to the island and diving off those high diving boards into 16 feet of water and soak up the sun there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we're going to all head to the outdoor theaters. And yes, we had 2 of them, even though one was considered in Kenosha, the Mid-City and the Westgate. So we'll be watching a double or even a triple feature, eating some popcorn, and maybe even hiding in our car trunks and sneaking in like some of us did.
Oh, no.
And then our final segment is going to be about the 4th of July parade, which we'll be talking about the many floats, the drum and bugle corps, and everything that we remember when we used to attend the parade back in the 50s and 60s.
Wow.
It's called Summer in the City.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's great. And how do you narrow it down? I mean, there certainly have to have been lots of other ideas given to you, lots of other, oh, my gosh, you got to talk about the zoo or
exactly.
whatever. How do you
well,
choose?
Well, we started out... prior to the pandemic, thinking we had all the time in the world, and now actually we have because of that delay. But we filled pages with, you know, we had the neighborhoods. We had climbing trees. We had the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. But in the end, it comes down to what, not only what maybe were the favorites, but what is the best to talk about? What has the most visuals?
Let's talk a little bit about those visuals. Jim, I know you touched on that earlier, but I don't always get to see what's going on behind me. But my gosh, the slides that you're able to show, where does that all come from?
Well, in this upcoming program, we have over 250 slides that we'll be showing. A lot of them are of the old floats. Most of them came from private sources.
Mm-hmm.
Jean Arnold had a lot of photos from her dad. He used to build a lot of the floats, so we're using a lot of them. Another segment has to do with the drum and bugle corps, so we found a lot of photographs regarding the old corps which were in town, the Kilties, the Scout Corps, the mm-hmm. Elks Youth Band, the Ambassadors, and so on and so forth.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then we found quite a few from the Washington Park Pool, the outdoor theaters, including many old ads. So it's just an accumulation of many sources. But you won't be disappointed. We're even throwing in some videos there as well.
And another source of these wonderful photos, Helen Horlick Pugh, mm-hmm. is our panelist for Kiddyland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You couldn't have a better person.
And mm-hmm. she grew up mm-hmm. there. She was the child of Dick and Josephine Horlick. We did not know Helen, but as we start progressing in our planning, we find panelists, and she has been just marvelous to want to share her family history. We
sure.
we asked her to share her family history. How did this get started? And then her own private photos, which are just wonderful. Now, we have had to tackle this, though, which is the rides were very little.
They were tiny. Oh, my gosh.
And Jim has an opener. I'm giving something away. But just how we had these large places nearby, amusement parks.
Right.
One was 74 acres, I guess, in Chicago.
Riverview.
Oh,
right.
Riverview.
Well,
and
so
we see
a couple of these mm-hmm. as our opener.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, but we didn't have to go there. If we went there once every few years, families didn't travel that much. And we didn't have to because we had Kiddyland. Well, then you see Kiddyland's Ferris wheel. And it's not like Riverview Roller Coaster.
It's not. But when we were kids, it felt like big as the sky.
Well, we mm-hmm. came up with a phrase. I don't want this to sound too planned, but a phrase came up that this little Kiddyland now is larger than life.
Absolutely.
So
it's perfect.
So when Jim, as an administrator and an organizer of the Facebook sites, Retro Racine and others, how many people replied when you, two or three years back, you asked about people having memories of Kiddyland?
Right. I posted about Kiddyland, and within one day, we had over 1,800 comments or likes, which is incredible. Everybody remembers Kiddyland. Everybody has many pleasant memories of being there.
You know, I was surprised because I heard a little bit of her talk the other day mm-hmm. that Kiddyland was actually the name of another mm-hmm. amusement mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me it was in the Midwest, but I don't remember mm-hmm. that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
was that a chain, or was that just something that was, it was perfect, and the name was perfect?
That's right. The name just fit the purpose. There were quite a few Kiddylands, but I think private enterprises just picked that name because it sounded like a great place to take kids. The one that you're referring to, Marcia, was in Illinois.
And we do
have a slide of that one so you can see firsthand what that one looked like.
Okay. Did it look like ours?
You know,
a little
not
bit.
Exactly.
We just saw the
was,
sign of it, I
yeah,
think.
Just,
the sign.
Just the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and we were so lucky because ours was right there on the river, mm-hmm. and there were shade trees and grass, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't asphalt and cement mm-hmm. like, you know, like we see today. And I don't remember going there more than a handful of times because that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It was
when
a big
we were
deal.
Kids. I remember going there for somebody's birthday and mm-hmm. just
yes.
being
Helen
amazed.
Takes us to what occurred more toward the last era of Kitty Land, which was the party room.
Yes.
And we have some of her photos of that, which was a delight for people and a new innovation. Her mother thought of that.
Oh.
And, you know, mm-hmm. you didn't have to prepare at home.
Right, right. You because then all the birthday parties
they
were
at home. So this mm-hmm. was a new era. Mm-hmm. And so you could go to Kitty Land and have your party in the party room.
That was very cool. That was very cool. I think I was trying to decide. I think my favorite things were the ponies.
Mm-hmm.
The ponies and the boat ride. Because you could, like, mm-hmm. stick your hand in the water mm-hmm. and nobody hollered at you.
Ring the bell. And
yes, uh-huh. exactly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, and I do, I remember thinking that that Ferris wheel was just
very,
as
very high.
Big as could be. Mm-hmm. But I, mm-hmm. it didn't look like it was more than, what, 8 feet maybe at the top? It was.
Yeah. I'm probably taller than it is.
Yeah. yeah.
The pictures are quite shocking on yeah. on the size of things.
It mm-hmm. is. It mm-hmm. really is. But mm-hmm. but the pictures also show just the glow on mm-hmm. kids' faces.
Oh, absolutely.
Of, yes. of the fun.
And on Helen's made. Father.
Yes.
He was
oh,
the train driver.
Gosh.
And he's got a big smile. Mm-hmm. Helen said he was put on earth, he thought, then to please children.
Clearly mm-hmm. a kid at heart. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing that jumped out at me is all the moms who were there in their heels.
Oh, oh yes. yes.
All dressed up.
Yes, in their
well,
heels.
Who,
we
know,
have
who's
those
tried
pictures.
To walk on
yes.
dress and heels.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm.
I do want to say that Marcia and Joe will be a panelist for the Excellent. Outdoor segment.
Right.
And
right.
we couldn't find better people to do this. We've heard it already, and it's just fantastic how they put this little segment together themselves. You're going to die laughing, believe me.
Well,
we
so.
Mentioned going to the outdoor as kids in our pajamas.
Right.
And knowing right. we were going to go to sleep in the car, yep. not at home.
Big deal.
I mean, this was mm-hmm. very, very big. But we progress on. We mentioned the young parents who, is when the children did go to sleep, they could have their date on those bench seats mm-hmm. of the cars. But we do want to focus on our teenage behavior. And that's with Marcia and Joe. To remind us of our shenanigans.
True, true. Well, we as, tell
as
some stories
you
out of
do,
school.
Mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. You do. So we're delighted to have your humor.
Well, mm-hmm. thank you. That's mm-hmm. that's very kind. Well, and I am absolutely delighted I get to tell my story as a as having been a swim instructor at Park Pool.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
you're going to do that for the Park Pool.
We
yes,
well.
Yes, we're thrilled
so,
about that.
Yes, Marcia has two roles this time.
Yeah, I just, wow. Mm-hmm. People are going to look at me and tell me to shut up. They're tired of hearing from me. But,
I doubt that.
Yeah, but this is really something. So, mm-hmm. So what other topics, what other areas are you thinking? And I'm assuming this is not the end, right? Are we thinking maybe we'll do this
well,
again?
When should we stop at age 80?
We'll be
we
up
really
there in
don't
our
know.
And
exactly, we already are.
Yeah. We really don't know. We have to speed this up, maybe. We this is very tentative, but we have thought about maybe something called At Your Service.
Ooh.
And that might be with our friendly drugstores, druggists, and
oh,
wait,
I love that.
The lunch counters there. Like the Red Cross had hamburgers run across from Horlick.
Yep.
Friendly pharmacists, the Haas Drug, Mr. and Mrs. Haas were my pharmacists mm-hmm. by Lincoln School. We've thought of our restaurants.
Oh, my goodness.
With the waitresses and
oh,
the menus.
Yes. Yes.
We don't know if we want to go as far as dentists. Were they at our service?
Oh, my.
Not quite sure. But
well, yeah, I guess we've all had mixed reactions to that. Uh-huh. But, yeah.
So At Your Service might be one of those listing things on paper and
I
seeing
like
where
that.
It goes.
We might even do another one about
summer in the city because we had so many ideas. We had to whittle it down to only four segments,
right,
which meant that we left a lot that we never mm-hmm. even considered talking about. So that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, we didn't. Know. We haven't really talked about the beach.
No.
We haven't talked about the zoo.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Any of those. And I love that, mm-hmm. that idea. Mm-hmm. Even Franksville Park was a big part of a lot of people's summers.
Oh, Trout Festival was out there every summer.
Right.
Sure.
Well, and I remember family picnics out there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And just real simple things of climbing trees and the blow-up swimming pools.
Oh.
The alleys.
Yes.
What the alleys were used for.
Right. Right.
A lot of homegrown things that we could
sure,
return
baseball
to.
Baseball on the streets. I remember watching my brother and his friends playing baseball on the street.
When the circus came to town.
Oh, my goodness,
so many
yes.
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad that you're thinking ahead. But let's talk about this program that's coming up because we've got about 5 minutes left. Carol, you said there were going to be five shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know the dates?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No. June 6th. 8th and 10th. So the 6th is a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and those programs will be at 1 o'clock and 6:30.
Okay.
Tuesday the 6th. The 8th, the same way, 1 o'clock and 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday is the 10th, and that's at 10:30 in the morning. So don't forget to be there, Marcia.
That's right, and be there on time.
Be
yes.
sure to be there.
I will, I promise.
We need you. Reservations are going to open for this. This is a free program.
So no cost.
No cost.
Oh, wow.
No cost. And everyone volunteering who's taking part in it, all of us, gladly.
Absolutely.
But maybe we'll repeat how to make a reservation.
Absolutely. Please share that.
Okay. I'll start with we have to go online to www.scjohnson.com/ and the capital letters CIP. I better repeat that.
Please.
Mm-hmm. www.scjohnson.com/CIP. And then there are phone lines open too on the morning of the 11th, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
262-260-2154.
Okay, repeat that one.
Yeah. 262-260-2154.
Okay, and you can just call for
mm-hmm.
a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get something in the mail, or do you just know that you have a reservation?
I don't think we get anything in the mail as far as a confirmation goes.
Okay.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
all right.
And the doors open an hour ahead.
And people
the theater,
are there an hour
and the,
ahead.
And the theater itself, those doors open a half hour before.
Right.
Now, I'm just picturing how people come in, and there's a buzz in the lower lobby.
Absolutely.
People are greeting people that they came with, of course, but that they've, all our age group, there are a lot of connections
in
Racine. Friends greeting friends.
So many we haven't seen in forever.
Yes.
Yes,
it's kind of like old home week.
It is.
And then people proceed up the stairs in the half hour before the program. And I mentioned before, we wanted to add a little value when we had the wedding dresses.
Mm-hmm.
This time, Jim and Arlene Lopiccolo, who has also done artwork for us about Kittyland, have three beautiful uniforms from the drum and bugle corps days that are just startlingly beautiful. They will
That's
be on display
cool.
with mannequins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That will be absolutely wonderful. I'm excited to see those. Wow.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing as many people as possible. So I guess we spent a lot of time with this, Carol and I, and I think you'll agree that you'll be seeing a lot of things that you remember from the 50s and 60s. Very pleasant memories, by the way.
Most definitely. Most mm-hmm. definitely. What a great way to kind of walk down memory lane. And again, the audience will just be amazed at how much – Oh, yeah, I forgot that. Oh, I remember that. Oh, yes, 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 we did that. And it's just so much fun on from our angle to suddenly see that expectation and all of a sudden that realization on their faces.
We just hope we will not disappoint Marcia.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're even going to do a little singing, Joe and I. And
yes, you are.
Get everybody in That's the audience right. involved.
Yep.
Kind of walking down memory lane again. Mm-hmm. So, well, tickets will have gone on sale on Thursday. It's Saturday. You can still call, and hopefully, if you're listening to this later, you still have a chance. So, thanks to both of you for joining us, and thanks to all of you for being with us today on Community Matters. I'm Marcia Conant. Thanks so much. Bye now.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived.